Hello friends, welcome to the video. Listen to this tree. I've been standing here being massaged by the vibrations of the bees. It's quite healing. Smells absolutely amazing too. All these trees are flowering. In other news though, welcome to the video. I wanted to remind you to keep it simple. Something that's been really helpful to me recently is going back to the basics, going back to what, for me, I would call the highlights of Zen. Super clean, simple presence, attention, internal quietness, observation, and just being. Just being. And it's honestly quite ridiculous how simple it is. And it's quite amazing how easily we complicate something which is so simple as being, and specifically recognizing that being and the nature of that being, which is peace and happiness. Like, I've been sitting underneath this tree of bees, being massaged by their healing vibrations, and I've just felt existentially happy, like metaphysically happy. And it's been such a relief to remember that you don't have to complicate things. And it's such a relief to know that this being is always accessible. It's always here. And no matter how far you stray from it, which for myself, I feel like I've strayed from it vastly, like way more than I ever thought I would. And that's sort of the paradox of it, is it's almost so simple. It's too simple for at least my Western mind, that it's easy to just forget how simple it is and get lost being sidetracked into some rabbit hole or some, you know, foray that leads nowhere. It just leads you deeper into the labyrinth of your mind. And then you can pop out of that, stand underneath a tree of bees, a bee tree, and you're right back there. Because of course you never left. And so I just wanted to hop on here and just fucking express that, you know? It's so simple, it's so clear. And you don't have to have any prerequisite to access it. And I think that's something that trips us up a lot. You know, we can think, oh, I haven't meditated enough, or I haven't done enough prayer, or I haven't done enough inner healing, or I haven't done enough psychedelics. We think that, like, we need to hit some metric in order to gain access to the peace and the fulfillment of our being. But of course, that's insane. You don't have to do that at all. All you need to do is recognize it. It really is that simple. Now, inner healing, meditation, psychedelics, stuff like this is incredibly helpful at getting you to recognize it. But when you recognize it, what you're recognizing, of course, is that you're always there and you've always been there. So the psychedelic, the meditation, the yoga, the inner healing, these are all boats that get you across the river. But once you get across the river, you got to give them up. You have to let go of the technique that got you there, or else the technique will actually start to hold you back from just simply going straight for it. And going straight for it basically is standing underneath a tree and just being happy, being fulfilled, not for any reason, not because you did the right steps, A, B, C, D, not as a result of anything, but simply because that's how it is, and that's how it always is. Now, maybe you don't feel that way. Maybe you feel depressed. Maybe you feel guilty and shameful. Maybe you feel like you're not aligned with your top values. That's okay. And you can work on that. We can work on that together. And in many ways, that's what relative human life is. But don't mistake your lack of alignment, relatively speaking, for a lack of universal love and universal peace. Universal love and peace, again, is what is. It is what you are. And you have access to it. And it's really from that universal love, from that universal peace, that you can then go into your relative human life and make the changes you need to make, whatever those are for you, and whatever you feel like those are for you, which will be completely relative, could look completely different than what people around you are doing. But it comes from the peace. You see that? So it's almost like we've been putting the cart before the horse. It's almost like we've been putting things we need to change, you know, maybe more or less of this, more or less of this, got to do this, this, and this. And we're expecting that to lead us to peace. But that's backwards, because peace and love and freedom and spaciousness, this is all very, very simple. And it all comes from just being. Just being. It's not a result of anything. It comes from standing underneath a tree of bees. So when you put that first and you connect with that, then everything changes. Now when you approach your relative human life and the things that need to change, you're doing it from a place of fulfillment. You're not impulsive. You're not rash. You're not, you know, quick to judge. All of this stuff is completely transformed, because now you're coming from peace. You're coming from the love, and that informs you. That informs you. The simplicity informs you and guides you. And really, we could call it intuition, into the right moves. But if you're disconnected from that being, if you're disconnected from your intuition and from the love and the peace that just simply is, then all of your decisions, relatively speaking, you know, they'll be on shaky ground, basically. They'll be based off of, you know, fleeting feelings, maybe some reactionary response. You'll just be reactive, basically. You'll be reactive until you can find that simplicity of being. And I'm here to remind you, I guess, virtually, that it's here. And that, yes, meditation, psychedelics, inner healing, all that stuff can help you get across the river to access it. And I think initially on the spiritual path, initially awakening, you need some sort of modality or medium in order to get there. But once you know where it is, so to speak, then you don't need the modality. And it's not that there's anything wrong with the modality. I still meditate. I still do psychedelics. But I'm not under the illusion that I need them to access the being. I have been before, and I have forgot that I can just stand underneath a beautiful tree and reconnect with nothing. Nothing else. Maybe a little caffeine from coffee, but nothing else. And just remembering that, in many ways, is the practice. Remembering that you're already there is the practice. And it's so simple. And again, if you need a modality, sure. Take it, you know. Use what you got. This is your path. And really, the end goal, whatever you frame that as, for me, it's fulfillment and peace and love. If that's like the end goal for you, end goal, it's not really an end, but you know what I mean. If that's what you want, then it's accessible. You can have what you want, you know, seek and ye shall find. If you want to be at peace, if you want to be in love with life, If you want to be fulfilled, if you want to see the magic and the profundity of the moment, you can. You can. Just the fact that you want it is a reflection of that deeper aspect of your being, which is capable of that. So desire is demonized a lot in spirituality. You know, desires are bad. You hear this a lot. But really, it's the desires for the worldly stuff, for the short-term temporary pleasures, for the things that you know aren't good for you, but you're kind of addicted to them. It's the desires for those things that hold you back spiritually. But the desire for God itself, the desire for love itself, the desire for peace itself, these are the highest desires. There's nothing higher you could desire in that sense. So don't think desires are bad. Don't think it's bad to want peace or it's bad to want contentment. You need that desire there in order to get you to go through the process of maybe trying a modality like meditation or psychedelics, which will lead you to that promised land, so to speak. So the desire for God, basically, for love, for peace, that is like the holy desire, we could say. That is like the soul desire, or the soul's desire, which is completely pure. And in many ways, it's your consistent valuing of that desire and of those things that keeps you on the path. Because if you didn't want peace, if you didn't want happiness, then you wouldn't care. You'd be living a normal life, basically. And you wouldn't really mind. You'd be focused on other stuff. You'd probably be focused on money and on getting attention from other people and, you know, making sure you're getting approved of by your peers and all of this human stuff, which is great, but it's just human stuff. It's just human society stuff. But the desire to God, to know God, to connect with God, to connect with peace, to connect with being, that's your bridge to the heart, basically. And it's always available. Always available. Not only the desire, but when you know it's here, you don't even need the desire, which is really where all the desire falls away. So it's almost like the last desire to get you to the kingdom of heaven, so to speak, is the boat that sort of dissolves on its way to the other side of the bank. So that when you look back, there's no boat, there's no desire left, there's nothing left, but just where you were, and you can see where you were, you can see how you were lost, so to speak, but you also just know where you're at now and where you're standing now, and you're free there. And in many ways, that's all that really matters. So, keep it simple. I'll try to keep this video simple. Remember that the peace of being can be found literally wherever you find it. Wherever you find it. Maybe it's not in a tree. Maybe it's in your family. Maybe it's in adventure, travel. Maybe it's in learning, studying. Maybe it's in watching videos like these. But you will find it. You will find it. And if you desire it, if you desire that peace and that spaciousness and that freedom that you know is possible, which is why you desire it at all, because deep down your soul knows it's possible, then just keep following that. Seek and ye shall find. I know that's kind of like a, cheesy Christian platitude, but it's true in the truest sense of what Jesus meant when he said that. I think that's Jesus who said that. Seek and ye shall find. What are you seeking? Peace. Love. The kingdom of heaven. What is the kingdom of heaven? A state of consciousness where you're truly at peace with your life. And you don't feel like you need to run away from it. If you seek that state of consciousness, that state of being, you will find it. You will find it. And it might blow your mind to realize that it was always here. Good luck.